Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Welcome to the Winning Every Day podcast. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're tuning in from. It's such a joy to have you join us today. Thank you for taking time to listen, to reflect, and to grow with us. I believe that today's message will bless you and lift you up as you continue your journey of faith. Our topic for today is learning to trust God completely. And our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." What a powerful reminder of how trust in God can guide us through life's uncertainties. It's easy to say we trust God, but how often do we hold on to our own plans, our own ideas, our own understanding? Today, let's explore what it truly means to trust God completely, even when we don't understand what's happening. I want to share a true life story of a man named David Wilkerson. He was a pastor who had been faithfully serving his church for many years, but one day, he felt compelled to leave the comfort of his established ministry and go to the streets of New York City. There, he would work with troubled youth and gang members in some of the most dangerous neighborhoods. The decision to leave behind his familiar life and venture into the unknown wasn't easy. He had no clear plan, no guarantee of success, but he was deeply convinced that God was calling him to do this. At the time, it seemed like an irrational move, and people around him didn't understand. But Wilkerson trusted God completely. Over time, his obedience transformed many lives, and his story became a powerful testimony of trusting God, even when the path was unclear. David Wilkerson could have easily leaned on his own understanding, stayed in the comfort of his church, and avoided the risks of going into unknown places. But he chose to trust God, knowing that God's plan is always greater than our own. Now, let's pause and reflect. Are you in a situation right now where trusting God completely feels difficult? Have you ever been in a place where your understanding was limited, but you knew deep down that God was calling you to take a step of faith? Trusting God completely means letting go of control and surrendering our doubts, fears, and limited understanding to His greater wisdom. It's about choosing to believe that God knows the way when we don't, that even when we feel lost, He is our guide. In Psalm 23, verse 1, David confidently declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He understood that when God is leading, there is nothing to fear. I speak to your heart today. God is with you. He is guiding you every step of the way. Even in moments when you don't understand why things are happening the way they are, trust that He is working all things together for your good. I declare that as you trust God more, you will experience His peace, His direction, and His provision in ways you've never imagined before in Jesus' name. Are you ready to trust Him with your heart, your dreams, and your future? Here's your encouragement. I know life can be overwhelming sometimes, but God is faithful. When you trust Him completely, you allow Him to take control of situations you cannot manage on your own. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." So, if you find yourself in a place where the path ahead seems uncertain, I want to encourage you, keep trusting. Trust in God's ability to make a way where there seems to be no way. Trust in His perfect timing. And trust in His love that will never fail you. Time for reflection. As we close, I want you to ask yourself, what area of my life do I need to surrender more completely to God today? Maybe it's a relationship, a career decision, or a personal struggle. Whatever it is, God is asking you to trust Him completely. Actions for the day. Today, I encourage you to let go of your worries and consciously choose to trust God. Speak it out loud. "I trust you, Lord. I surrender my life to your perfect plan. Help my weakness, O Lord. And finally, as we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this boldly with me. I trust God completely. I surrender my fears, doubts, and uncertainties into His hands. His wisdom guides me, His love protects me, and His peace fills my heart. I will walk in faith, knowing that God is leading me to victory. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for being our shepherd, our guide, and our provider. We surrender our hearts and our plans to you today. Help us to trust you completely, even when we don't understand what's ahead. May your peace fill our hearts, and may your wisdom lead our steps. We commit this day into your hands, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Guide us, bless us, and grant us total victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. I believe that as you trust God completely, He will make your path straight and lead you to His best for your life. If this message has blessed you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it today. Remember, you are not alone. God is with you, guiding you every step of the way. Keep trusting Him. Keep winning every day God's way. Until next time, stay blessed.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.